So we on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Let us just start over from the Gemara. B'sada shenechesh ba'kevet le'boi tzion. We had learned till now that the inyan of tzion was only on the mokim that is metame betumis oil. Asada shenechesh ba'kevet is not metame ba'oil. It's only metame beheset and the nipuach helps and disha helps, if it's nidish helps, so that is no din tzion. So the Gemara asks, v'sode shenechesh bokeva leiboi tzion, you don't need tzion. V'sanya, we learned about b'raise, motze sode mitzuyenes, a person found a sode that was mitzuyen, ve'ein yadua mativa, he doesn't know why it was mitzuyen. Yesh bo ilone, so if there's ilones there, be yadua shenechesh bo kevel. So then it zicha was nechash, was zicha because of this ilones, so it was nechash bo kevel, so be yadua, so the tzion is because it was nechash bo kevel. Ein bo ilones, if there's no ilones, be yadua sheovad bo kevel. So the pashtus lashon of the baraisa would seem that they are mitzayin on the soda shenechesh bakev, even though it is not metame ba'oyu. It's only metame beheset, and you need nipuach. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, achi yehesham zokin oi talmud, lefi shein akel bekiyim bedova. Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot rely on ilones to be mevarer that the reason of the tzion was because it was nechash bokever. Well, you have to have a zokin who was there b'shas ma'isa b'shas. They made the tzion, a talmud or a talmud chochem or a kaponim was mevara why the tzion was made. Al kaponim, we have here from this baraisa, that, not the way we had learned before. Before we had learned that they're only mitzayin, asodish, and nevad bokever. And here it would seem that they're mitzayin, asodish, and nechesh bokever, even though it's not metame boil. Omar Rav Popet, so Rav Popet answered, kisanya hi, besodish, ovad bokever. Now, that what we said before is correct. You only mitzayin, Asodish and Eved Bokever, because that is Metame Boil. Asodish and Echesh Bokever, since Taisa says Tumis Heset is not Shriach, so they never were Metzayin such a Sod. So the Baraisa is speaking about the Sodish Eved Bokever, the Tzainuam. They were Metzayin it. Vishas the Tzion was Nechesh Bokever. Yesh Bo Ilonais. Now, if there are ilonais biyaduam shenechesh bokevam, if there's ilonis, now we can assume that it was nechesh bokevam. The kever that was there was nechash. Ein bo ilonis biyadua sheoved bokevam. Now let us see Rashi and the shtickle. V'sodesh nechesh bokev loy boi tzion. So it comes out, asodesh nechesh bokev, you don't need tzion, the commentalces. Ho, diktonim napeach odom beis apras. Kshenechash, that's speaking about kshenechash. Ben yedei amativo, im husodesh nechesh bokev, v'yocheleich l'benipuach, he doesn't know it's nechesh bokeva, can he go benipuach, v'mneshen eved bokeva, v'yochel ikonis bo, v'nefiche, d'metame bo'oyon. So, how will he figure this out? Yesh bo ilonis, b'yiduish nechesh hasod l'tzarech ilonis. The sod was nechesh l'tzarech ilonis, v'yochel alech. So then, he's permitted to walk in the field, sheini metame bo'oyon. Alma b'diktoni bo motze soda mitzuyenes, mitzayin in beis apras shenechash, that we mitzayin in beis apras, that was nechashos, not only nevet bokev. Ein boilonai spiyadua shavat bakeva voloi nechash metame ba'oyim. Abiyudayim ba'oyim lehava becheska shenechash. You can't rely on the simon of ilonis. At shiyisham zokene tamatochim shiyayedeya shenechash. That it was nechash. Omar ha'pope. So Pope said as follows, Loilom beis apras shenechash, loiboi tzion. A beis apras shenechash doesn't need tzion. Vaho diktoni biyudua shenechash bokeva. So it says there were metzai in a field and we say there was nechash bokeva. Sho'ovad bokeva betzion no lauta. Now that's talking about such a case. That it was a sodish sho'ovad bokeva. And because it was Ovid Bakever, so the whole soda is metame bo'oil misafik. So they were mitzayin in the soda, the people should know, don't go into the soda. It's metame bo'oil. It's yesh bo'ilonis, b'yidua shenechash, la'achel shetzaynu of this ilonis. So then, we can assume that after they were mitzayin, it was nechash. Loilom beis aprasha nechash leiboitzim. That means if lechatrila would have been nechash and it's not metame bo'oyo, so you never metayim. But yesh bilones, I can assume that it was nechash after the tzion, and what? And so then nipuach will help. Ein boilones biyudua sha'ovad bokeva. V'loi nechash. There was a nechash. That is the Gemara. So the Pashtus Loshna Gemara would seem that we have here asode shenevad bokeva. We have asode we know klor that there was a keva here. And we don't know where the kever is, so the halacha was one is not permitted to enter the whole soda. Then they were chayrish the soda, so I assume that the kever became completely destroyed. There's no atzomis which can be metamah ba'oil anymore. The atzomis were ground up and they spread out over the whole field. Now, there's only a shayla of hesed, etzem kisayre, and that nipuach helps, and that's pshat in the Gemara. That is pshat in the Gemara. So Rabbi Kivegel says, it's a moiridike chiddish. I mean, who can guarantee it was nechash? From the lon, they say, it was nechash. But to say that since it was nechash, the kever, we just know it was nechash, but to build from this, that we assume that the kever was completely destroyed already, now you're allowed, there's no tumasoil anymore, there's only a chash of a heset on etzem kiseire, that's a meridike chiddish. About kaponim, that's how it seems, that's how Rashi learned pshat in our Gemara. Now, we're going to, let us see Tosfos. Menafeach Odom Beis Apras Vahilach. Now, this is before the sugya. This is, we had before, that the Gemara says there's three things which are called a Beis Apras. Asode Shenevet Bokeva, Asode Shenechash Bokeva, and so there Nipuach helps. Then Nipuach helps. Napeyach Odom Beisap. So the din is Mabedeach Odom Beisap Chas Vohilach. So Taisva says, why is this permissible? The Mistome Lekalameima Shehigia Hamachisha Ad Hameis. So Taisva says that Meiker Adin, we don't have to even clear that the machisha came. I mean, this nipuach is very nice, but it's not foolproof. I mean, the person is walking and blowing and looking. I mean, we're speaking about minute objects over here, etzem kisayra. So mestame, it's not foolproof. So how, why are we saymach on nipuach? Pesodesh and nechash bokeva. The mestame lekalameima, shehigia hamachish adame. So Taisu says, mechi Taisu should you say, the oimek hamachisha, the chazayni says, was 3 tvachim. And the minimum shear of kvure is also 3 tvachim offa. So memela, that's the minimum shear. So if a person was chayrish, is mehechi teisi, should I think that even that the machrisha went down to the kever? Why should I think such a thing? The leke lachzuki mokim toir, so it means this whole area that was nechash. So Taisa says, between you and me, I'll tell you that the kever is intact. The Charisha never even touched the kever. So Mamela, and this was a mokim toer, so I should not make a reyes, I should declare, maybe the Charisha went and schlepped some atzomis from the kever into the rest of the field. Why should I think of such a thing? And therefore they were meiko. The kivin, the lekas fake the rice, heim omru, veim omru. So there's no suffix, there's no true suffix, so the whole thing is a psanoiske tracht the suffix, is heim omru, veheim omru, that nipuach helps, nidish will help. If the whole thing is a psanoiske tracht the suffix, so memele, heim omru, veheim omru. Now, let's go a little further. Now, Taisvi says, mamish, the hepech of what Taisvi says now. Let's just see the words. Sataisa says as follows. They weren't grogel to be mamik the mesim ba'imik. Ki hashta bizmanazah. Nowadays we're mamik a mes, but in those days they were not mamik makaba the mes ba'imik. Hilkach loichai shinen shema mes ba'imik tachas hamachisha. Therefore, I don't think that the mace was boimik tachas a machrisha, and the machrisha never came in contact with the mace. I don't even think such a thing. Min hadin, afilu nifuach leitzorich, kim chumre betarish mir chachomim bedovah. Inami kol, this is the gins of the Karenera will explain this. Inami kol amahilim in atzodim abu metam lodom boil. Al shema amino deloy metam boil. So now, before we explain the lashon of Taisvis but we see from Taisvis that mamish the sefer is a stira to the reisha. The beginning of Taisvis explained why the whole thing of nechash bakeva is there was seimach and nipuach and nidush. So Taisvis says because I think the machish even touched the keva. Now all of a sudden Taisa makes an about face, and Taisa says, you know, their kvura was not like our kvura. We're mekavel ba'imik. They're not mekavel ba'imik. And that Taisa's verse, and that's why it's not metama ba'il. So Taisa is saying the exact opposite what Taisa said before, and that Taisa says the machisha zicha goes and destroys the keva. That's what Taisa is saying here. We'll go back soon. So the Kevega asks, it's a Stephen Taisvis. He doesn't understand Taisvis. The Chazenish says in Ayhola Simach of Gimel, it's Taisvis Divrei HaTaisvis Stumim Bachasumim. The Keren Eire says Pshat, there's Erev Perushim Kam. This Taisvis, even though it goes with one flow, but it's Erev Perushim. But let me just say one Hanoche, And well, just to be mamtik a little bit, the pshat of the Keren Oiro. Sode shenechad, let's say a sode shenevet bokeva. So the whole sode is tummy, tumas oil. Maybe he's mile over the maze. Now they were chayrish. And let's assume the Harisha went more than where the Mokim HaSofik is. That means, let's say we had an area 20 Amis on 20 Amis. That was the Mokim HaSofik. In this square of 20 Amis with the Amis, there's a kever someplace over here. Now they were chayrish this area, and they went to Nechesh Bekever, Rashi says, Meloi Mane Telemechet Shalmei Amo. Now they went further. They were chayrish this area. They went till Mei Amo. So lochayre, there'd be a svara to say that the 20 Amos by 20 Amos, that's a sodish and evad by Kever. I mean, we don't have any guarantee that changed, that the Kever became completely destroyed. Maybe there's a mokim tetach, maybe the machrisha, maybe got in contact with some of a few bones, and maybe these bones got spread out in a larger radius. Oh, so that's all the shenechesh by kever. That means after we pass the gray area of sodesh shenevet by kever, now we have an area of sodesh shenechesh by kever. So emes taisvis and ksubis daf chovches amid beis wanted to say that. I mean, Nechesh Bokever is a chumra, not a kula. It doesn't take away the Mokim HaSofik where it was Neved by Kever, or if I know where the Kever was. It's a chumra that out of this gray area, there's a new Beis HaPras, because maybe Etzem was Nizdalda from the Kever. That's what Tosfos wants to say there. But then Tosfos says, the Gemara and Mayit Kotten, Bavheimat Beis says Nitzozei, because the teretz of our Gemara is, the Gemara is Takasha, here it says that they were Metzayin Amokim, and it could be Nechesh Bokeva, it could be Neved Bokeva. So the Gemara is, are you not Metzayin by a Neved Bokeva? So Gemara says, yeah, first it was Neved Bokeva, and then it was Nechesh, then it became Nechesh Bokeva. So you see the Harisha makes an ois Neved Bokeva. That's our Gemara. So Taisus brings a raya, Taisus in Ksubis Tavchav Chesem at Beis, brings a raya from our Gemara that Harisha is not only a chumre on the radius of the Mokim HaHarisha to Meya Amma, it's a kula also that the Mokim HaKeva, I assume that the Mokim HaKeva became completely destroyed and it's not Matama Boil anymore, and it's the only Nidbi Puach. That's how Taisus brings a raya from our Gemara. The Chazaynish in Simon Chav Gimel Neholis brings the Rash holds there's no such thing. Nechash is not a kule, it's only a chumre. And he has a different pshat in our Gemara. That's a shtickel agdome. So Memele, now the Keren Oira says, the beginning of Tosis and the end of Tosis is Erev Perushim, the two different pshat. That means the first Malach of Taisvis learned that the holding of Nechesh Bokeva is a chumra. That means, and Taisvis explains why were they so makel in this chumra? So Taisvis goes, really, it's not even a real sophic, because Meichi Taisi that the Machrishi even touched the keva. Why should I think such a thing? The Mistom Malekel Amemish Gim Machrisha Ad Hameis. Forget, because the Nishtainis Misvor, it is that way. Because you need three tvachim, a minimum of over the kever, and the oimek hamachish is three tvachim. So mechi teisi take. The whole thing is a chumabama and a mishum chumar de taris, veim omru, veim omru. That's the first half of Taisvis. And lechayret, this first half of Taisvis, what did Taisvis do with Asugye? Taisvis went like Tarash. Tarash is a different mahalach in Asugye. There's no such gemore that says nechash is mahapach from nevat to becomes nechash. Now the second half of Taisvis learned like Taisvis and Ksubis. That and like Rashi learns that Lemaisa if it is Nechash, that it's ois nevad by keva. I assume that the keva was completely destroyed. So now let's see the second half of Tosfos again. But the second half starts from over here. So Tosfos has to give akdamas, make it taste, shall say such a thing. So Tosfos says they weren't logger likva mason boimek, he hashed up his manas, we don't bury the mason with such a small layer of earth over it. But bismanayim, they didn't do like that. Hilkach loy chayshin, and therefore, so since all the mason were buried very close to the there was only a very thin layer of earth between the mason and the machishim. So therefore, if they were chayrish the field, I don't dream, I'm not chayrish, that the mace is underneath the machrisha and it was never touched by the machrisha and it's still metame boil. I don't think of such a thing. You don't even need nipuach. But the nipuach is zichen not meikar adin, because nipuach is not a foolproof thing. So nipuach is tamazeh chumra balma. Vamai lechayish. So this nipuach, vamai lechayish sheyemeis bekarke. But let's talk about eretz zachen. Why aren't we chayish sheyemeis bekarke? Maybe the mace was bekarke ve'einim in the geya boy, and the machisha never touched the mace. So therefore, when you walk over it, it's metame boil. In nami kol amehilim and atzodim, have metame lodem boil. If there's any mahil over the maze in atzodim, and he walks underneath that, he should become tummy. Al shmami nodeloy metame boil. So tzaraya from this that I don't think of such a thing that it's metame boil. I assume that the mace was completely destroyed and smashed up and smitted to mashus and the melee, so there's no tumasail anymore. That's how the Kerem Oira, the mace says pshat and taisis. Yesh bo ilonis bi yedua shenechesh bo keva, ein bo ilonis bi yedua sheoved bo keva. Now taisis is explaining the Gemara according to the Havamina. According to the Havamina, the Gemara had a problem. The problem was that we had said that you're not mitzayin a base pras shenechus book. Ever since it's a metame boil, they never were mitzayin. Fine. But so the Gemara says, no, the Baraisa says nitazo. You found the soda mitzuyin. He wants to know why they were mitzayin it, so he can figure out he'll judge it. If there's a lones, so it's nechesh bokeva. If ain't boy lones, it was never bokeva. So let us see. So Tosfos says like this: Yesh boy lones biyedua shenechesh bokeva. Ain't boy lones biyedua sheoved bokeva. So Tosfos had a kasha. Yesh boy lones biyedua. That means like this: the way the Makshin understood, that Bezdin is Mitzayin Sode Tuefanim. If it's Nechesh Bokeva, then Mitzayin, it shouldn't be Mitame Beheset. If it's Nevet Bokeva, then Mitzayin, it shouldn't be Mitame Boyo. So the Mitzayin and all things. Now the Baraisa is telling us, how could I figure out what the reason is why Bezdin was Mitzayin? So the Tana says, I'll tell you a secret how to do it. Look, if there's Ilonis there, so Zicha was Nechesh Boker. If there was no Ilonis there, Zicha was Ovid Boker. Now, Lachayre, what's the Raya Zicha was Ovid Boker? It was Zicha Ovid Boker. What's the Raya? Maybe it was Nechesh Bekeva. Maybe there were Chayrish over here. If there's no Ilonis, so it's a Raya, they weren't Chayrish to smoke him. What's the Raya? I mean, let's speak Lamaise. A person will walk in this field, he'll be min apeyach, and he'll walk in the field, he'll leave the field, he was carrying trume, he has to burn the trume. Yesh, ein boy ilonis, it's yodua, she neved boy keva. What's the yodua? You know they weren't chayrish? Yodua? You don't know. How are you allowed to burn truma? Because I assume it's metame boil, and what do you do? That problem bothered Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Aniluya Shipsha, the San Yahosam, this is Alpha Havamin of the Gemara. So the Sha'ovad Baikeva, Eina Nitas Koneta, you're not permitted to plant any trees in that Soda. Uchigoin, Sha'ruya Leilomit, so Memeil, so now Tosfos says, Amura de Kipshat in this thing, in this Baraisa. The halacha is asode shenavod bekevinal out of plenty lomas. Now I pass by asode. Now this sode is ruuya lilonis. Agriculturally, it would be very good to plant ilonis here. So kan shoyel aben, why is there no ilonis here? Why is there no ilonis? And I see atzion. So I put two and two together. Oh, mistamit was neved by keva, and aloche is neved by keva. You're not allowed to plant ilonis. So that must be. So that's biyodua. So that is enough of a cheshbin that I am permitted to assume that it was neved by keva. Yes, lano loyma the mistamim loyavim loyshavat by keva. Are you not in besayich? That's one mahalach in Taisus. Inami biyadua lav davke. It could be, it's not called biyadua. Agav de noket reisha biyadua, noket seifa biyadua, bechein tzoch leima le perish akontris. That means you have to take this with a grain of salt. That cannot be yadua. I don't know if you burn tuma. Maybe it's stolen. I don't know what the din is. If it was, he was made nepuach and he was carrying tuma. So, I don't know if you, if that be yadua, but he chapten the loshen be yadua because he said, ba nechash etzicha be yadua, she nechash bakeva, so here he said, loy nechash be yadua, she neved bakeva. Okay, now let's go further. So, Al Kaponim, the Kaponim, we accept Pshat in the Baraisa. The Pshat in the Baraisa is that we see Asode Mitzuyin. We see Asode Mitzuyin and there's Ilonis there. So we can assume two things. We can assume that the Zicha was Asman that was never by Keva. That's why it was Mitzuyin. But we can also assume that now it was nechash because of the ilonis of a mela, so now it became nechash bokeva, and one can go benipuach. What's the assumption that it was nechash? Because there's ilonis. If there's ilonis, you have to be chayrish because of the ilonis. Like the Gemara, v'leichush duma ilonis migavoy. Maybe the ilonis are on the inside area of the sode. The kever mi baroi, and the kever is on the outside area. So how, if we assume that tzion means was once nevered by kever, and charishim and ilonis spell out that you were chayrish because of the ilonis, so how did that's I know these two facts. So how can you put two together? So it became ois nevet by keva. Who says it became ois nevet by keva? Could be the keva was outside of the area of the ilonis, so it's still nevet by keva. And there's zicha charisha here because the ilonis are in the inside area. So the Gemara says kedama ula boindim ala gvulim. It's speaking about the ilonis are on the gvul. Ochanami boindim ala gvulim. Let us see Rashi. V'leichesh dum eilonis megavoy v'tumim evroy. V'loin nechash b'mokim tumim b'chutz leilonis. That what I know and I assume there was a cherisha, that was on the mokim eilonis, not on the mokim chutz leilonis. Elabein Elonis, v'hav v'sodisha ovad bekeva. So l'mais it's a sodisha ovad bekeva v'loi nechash. V'amai koma b'yidua shenechash bekeva. How can you assume that the keva was nechash? So the Gemara answers, b'ayim din lonis ala gvulim. The Elonis are standing on the boundary, shal v'shu sarap. Devadi leke tumi mi baroi. That's for sure. That the tum is not in the Rishu Sarab, lekobri inshi b'shu sarab. Elabeina ilon misavi tumi. So the elabeina ilon misavi tumi. V'nechash b'shvila ilon. So they're on the outside. So memele, so you can't say that the tumi is outside of the ilonis. So memele, so the tumi is constricted to the Mokke Melonis, and the Choyrish, the Mokke Melonis, so Memele, that's why it became Nechash Bokeba. Frech the Gemara. Good. That answered my question that maybe the Tume is Ba'avroi. It's not outside of the Elonis. But maybe Fakert, the Dilme Tume mi Gavoi. The Elonis mi Baroi. Maybe the Elonis circle the field. They're on the boundary of the field. And there they were Taka Chayrish. But inside the field that's where the Keva was. And they were never Chayrish that Mokim. So how are you permitted to go with Nipuach? V'dilme tume migavoi. V'loi bein Elonis. The tume was not bein Elonis. The tume was migavoi. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says on this two terutz. One terutz, the Gemara says b'mesuvachim. So Rashi says b'mesuvachim. She'enam oimdim b'shura achas soviv hagvulim. The trees are not standing in one line surrounding the sode. Ela me'uravim b'chol ha'sode. The whole sode is mesuvach, is mixed up with trees. So we have a soda full of ilonis, so we can rightfully assume that the whole soda was nechash because of the ilonis, so we can assume that keva that was there became also completely destroyed, so now it's a soda shenechash by keva. If you want, I'll tell you another term. So amorom, we had learned before of one of the klolim of Tzion, Ein machikim tzion mimokim tume shelahavsid es eretz Yisroel. We are not machik the tzion from the mokim tume. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'kivin shesomuch le'ilonis. Since the tzion was put next to the ilonis, v'aday tume bein ilonisi, so the tume was zicha bein ilonis, now, Ledavoni, I don't understand the Gemara's teretz, but the way the Gemara asked, I do understand the Gemara's teretz, but I don't understand the Gemara. Now, Rashi explained as follows. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'dilme tume migavoi v'loi bein ha'ilonis, v'loi nechash b'mokim atume. The Gemara asked Akash as follows. The Gemara asked, maybe the Tume was not Bein Eilonis. That means the Mokim HaTume was the inner chalik of the field. V'loi Bein Eilonis, that means the Tume was never Bein Eilonis. The Tzion was not made for the Bein Eilonis. The Tzion was made for the inner chalik of the field. So that means, so let's understand the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara means like this, that we had here, there was a row of Elonis that was surrounding the field, that was on the boundaries. The Tzion, the outer Tzion, the Tzion was on the outside. The outer Tzion was not made for the Elonis. The Elonis was not Kvorm over there. The outer Tzion was made for the inside of the field. That was the Gemara's kasha. On this kasha, the Gemara says a beautiful teretz. He says, if the outer tzion was not made for the mokei meilonis, if the outer tzion was not made for the mokei meilonis, so why did he put the outer tzion on the perimeter of the field surrounding the ilonis? He should go and put the tzion in the inside of the field. That's where he should put the tzion. Because we learned, ein machikim tzion mi mokim tumme. You're not machik the tzion from the mokim tumme. So why did he put the tzion around the ilonis? Is a raya, the mokim ha'ilonis was the mokim keva. And he was chayrish that mokim. So memele, so that's why it is toy. That's what the Gemara says. So the way the Gemara asked the kasha, the Gemara's kasha was maybe the mokim tumme was the inside, and there was no keva beina ilonis. So the Gemara says if there was no keva beina ilonis, so the tzion would not have been out surrounding the ilonis, it would be on the inside of the field. It would be on the inside of the field. That's the Gemara's test. But I don't understand who says sodish and nevad by keva means that it was, that you're making it into two mekaymis, the bein elonis and not bein elonis. Maybe we know in this field there was a keva. Where it was bein elonis in the middle of the field, I don't know where it was. But in this sodish, there was a keva. So we asked the complete field, say the mekaym elonis, inside the mucky mucky, everything is awesome. So therefore, therefore we put the tzion around the ilonis because that's samach lemakim tumah. That means the suffix starts from the beino ilonis, but could be the whole field is asodesh and eved by tumah, say the beino ilonis and say the field. So einoch enami now afterwards. The Bein Oilonis is toil because it was Nechash. Good, about Mehechi Taisi, that the rest of the field is toil. So I don't understand that. For the Gemara, it would seem like the Bein Oilonis and the Soda are two different entities. And if the Soda, there should be a Bazundere Tzion around the Soda. That's how it seems somehow from the Gemara. If the Soda was also a mokim shenevet by keva, if the Soda also went into the suffix, let's go further. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyesham zokin ay talmud. Rabbi Yehuda says, if we know once that this was a field shenevet by keva, and now we want to say the status changed, and now it became a soda shenechash by keva, that the keva became completely destroyed, and now it's not metame boil anymore, don't rely on zaitike hoichoches, till there be a zokin, who knows what happened, hoi talmid, fishena kol bekiyim bedova. Amar abayish mamino tzuve merabonon deike bemose, kol mili dimose olei ramye. Let us see what Rashi says. Kamili de Mosse, this is a Talmud Chochem in the city. So all the questions, all the halachic questions which arise in the city, Kamili de Mosse le Ramya de Talmud Bokiyu, he has to know. So that's the Rai from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I mean, you have to ask someone who knows what happened. Who was there by the Tzion, or was there happened when the Chrisha happened? So that's Azokin. Azokin, see, was there then. What's Atzuba Merabonah? What does Atzuba Merabonah know? He was in the base medish the whole time. So Vaisis Atzuba Merabonah has to know the Akaponim, the halachic shailis which are negay in the city. So Bameila, he would know if the status changed, it became Nechesh Bokeva. But you don't build it with Hashoris and Cheshboinis. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Shtikol Nugemor. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Motzo Evan Mitzuyenes. If a person finds a stone, and the stone is Mitzuyenes. Mitzuyenes means that Sid was painted with Sid. Tachteho Tomei. So I assume that underneath the stone it is tumah. Now, we had learned yesterday in the Afayim at Beis, the tzion which they made with Sid, the tzion was made not over the tumah, because then we're defeating the purpose. If you make a tzion over the tumah, So a person will first realize that this is a mokim mitzuya when he steps on it, and then the tum he was carrying became tummy already. They used to make the tzion right before the tum. So when he would see the tzion before he's reaching the mokim tum, so he knows, stop here and make a detour. That was the purpose of the tzion. Here it says, Vosanya, we learned a baraisa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Motza Evan Mitzianis, a person finds in the middle of some place a stone, and the stone is painted with Sid. Tachteho Tomei. So here we assume that underneath the stone it is Tomei. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Motza Evan Achas Mitzianis, Besid, Tachteho Tomei. So now Rashi had a kasha, that we just learned before, that the tzion of Sid is telling us that further on it is Tomei, not Tachtel. Mipi Moiri Hazokin, Evan Achas Mitzianis, she is Sid al Gabo, they need Tzorich Laharchik at Tzion min Evan. If there's an Evan, you don't have to be Marchik the Tzion from the Evan, like we had said before, you have to be Marchik the Tzion from the Tumah. Fisha Evan Govoya, because an Evan is an elevated object, Algabi Kalke, the Roya Asatzion Miyad Koidim Shiyine Geya Boy. That means if the Tzion is on an elevated object, so while he's walking, I don't have to be afraid, he'll first recognize the Tzion when he's over the Tzion already, and it'll be too late. That's if the Tzion, the Sid, is on flat earth, so I can be afraid, he'll first realize of the Tzion when he's over the Tzion already. So he didn't accomplish anything, the Tumah became Tumah. But if the Tzion is on the Evan, so I can assume V'royes the Tzion miyad kaidim shinegeya boy. So therefore I say tachteho tome, not lefoneho tome, tachteho tome. Avo besode, but if one is mitzayin the earth of a field, ma'achikin lo tzion besamuch, then we make the Tzion, the Sid, further away from the Tumah, before he comes in contact with the Tumah, the Zimna Lechozi Tzion, Ad Osi B'Nogi Ma'ol, because then he won't, I'm afraid, maybe he won't see the Tzion till be Ma'ol over. Fine. So the first halach is one Chiddush. An Evan, that since it is Gavoya, so the Tzion, If the Evan is painted with Sid, I can assume that underneath the Evan it is Tomei. Motza Evan Mitzuyenes Tachteho Tomei. Shtayim, what if one sees two Avonim? That means that there's one Evan on the right side, and let's say three Amos later there's an Evan on the left side opposite it, two Avonim. So now, in both of these avonim are mitzuyin, I would say. So that I know klal that underneath these two avonim, there's tumah. Now, do I say that this is a simin that beinayim is also tumah? That's pshat in these two avonim, that the tumah starts here, it ends on the other side, and the whole beini is also tumah. Or do I say no, that these two avonim, this Evan is Tommy, and this Evan is Tommy, and the Beini, there's no Simmons, so I assume it's Tommy. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtayim, what if one sees two Avonim, and there's a space in between? So the loch is like this. Im Yesh Sid Beinehem, if Sid was spread out between these two, is Beinehem Tommy? So then Beinehem is Tommy. But if there's no Sid Beinayim, Beinayim Toya. So Beinayim is Toya. Let us see what Rashi says. Shtayim Mitzionais. Tachtayim Tome. Tachtayim is Tome. Aval Beinayim. Im Yesh Sid Beinayim Alor, it's Tome. The Mishum Tzion. Then it's Mishum Tzion. Afalgav the leka chayrish, even though there was no charish. Shlei chorash beineyem me oilom toy kilekasit. That means, perhaps I would think that if this charisha beneim, so we learned that a charisha can be oiker a kever, and so. But even though this mokim was never nechash, I can assume I can be assured that I don't have to clear if they didn't make a tzion over here, so I don't have to clear that these two avonim or simonim. That Beinayim is Tumeh? No, if Beinayim would be Tumeh, they'd be Besod Besid. Since Beinayim there's no Tumeh Beinayim, so Memele, I can assume the never was Tumeh here, and Vavagav the Lekha Chayrish. That means if there would be Chayrish, so I feel that there was Tumeh, I could rely that the Chayrish was Eike the Keva. But Vavagav the Lekha Chayrish, it's permissible. Frag de Gemara an Rab Yehuda, was hanye, we learned a bereis, moza even achas mitzienes, he found one even, tachte ho tomei, underneath even it is tomei, shtayim, im yeish choyresh beineim, if they were choyresh between the two abonim, beineim toyer, vim lav beineim tomei, so the Gemara understood, that the only way it could be toyer by name if they were chayrish. So then I assume that the chayrish was like the kever. But if there wasn't any chayrish, it is tomei. And the Gemara's understood speaking about a fellow there's no sid. A fellow there's no sid there. It is tomei. So it's a stir on Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Im ein chayrish by name tomei vafel gav the lekasi. Why didn't he make seed? Lefisha tzion es ha'avonim shemikan and mikan lechoshes l'tzayim beitayim. He hoped you'll get the message that if the tzion avonim mikan and mikan is telling us that beinayim is also to. So we have here astira terabuda. Omar Rav Pope, hoche k'shehasid shofuch al roshayim. Here, this Baraisa is speaking about second Baraisa that says that we need Chayresh in order to ensure that Beinayim is Toyer. It's speaking about Shasid Shofach Al Reishayim. The Sid was poured over the two stones. Umerude Lekan Ulekan. But the Sid also, it seems, spread out on Lekan and Rekan, spread out. So that means there is Sid now Beinayim also. The Sid Beinayim also, because that's how the Sid was poured. It went on the stones and it spread out. Merud de Lekan and Lekan. So now, the Sid that's Merud de Lekan and Lekan, is l'chayra a message that is tume beinayim. So now the din is like this. I ike chayresh beinayim. So if someone was chayresh beinayim, beinayim toyer, so then the beinayim is toyer. The eima machmas chayreshu harapope. So rapope into the spouse. Hoche k'shasid shofech al roshayim. We're speaking about that the sid was poured over on the roshay, on the roshim of the abonim. Och shasid shofach al roshayim. The merud lekan lekan is spread out between the two abonim. Is iika chayresh beinayim. So if there was a charish beinayim toyer, the emor, I'll say that what I see remnants of sid beinayim machmas chayreshu. This came about, not l'chatchila, it was poured beinayim. No, I would say these remnants of seed that I find beinayim is that came about through the charishim. It came about through the charishim. How? the ikla, I assume that it peeled off from the Avonim. While he was chayrish, he peeled off some of the sid from the Avonim, and therefore it, so there's some sid now beinayim. So I'm toile this sid in the beinayim that it came about through the chayrisha. Beloy, but if there never was a chayrisha, see the Beini Beini Uvetome. So then I say, so the Mestomer, how did the Sid come in? Because there was Taketume Beini Beini. So Emil, that's why it's Tome. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? So the Gemara's Teretz is that Rabbi Yehuda that said that Beini Beini is Toyer, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about that there's no Sid whatsoever. Beini Beini. So then Beini Beini is Torah. And I don't say that the Avonim are a simen. I do not say that the Avonim are a simen that there was Tumah Beinayim. That's a Yehudish Torah. Now the Baraisa says, the Baraisa speaking about that we do see remnants of Sid Beinayim. So then it matters. So if there was no Charisha, so how did the Sid come here? Because they were Metzayin with the Sid. If there was Charisha, I'm Toile, the Sid Beinayim, it came about through the Charisha. Let us see Rashi. Im ein Charish Beinayim Tomei. ואף על גב לקציד ושצינס אבונים שמכאן מגב לחושל ציין בינתיים אוכל דקטוני כלקה חיירש תומי here we say כלקה חיירש תומי כגוין סיד שופוך על ראשי אבונים ודו לכאן ולכאן ביניהם that is seed that was poured on the ראש אבונים and מרוד and it spread out between the two stones the איקה חיירש If there was a Charisha Machmas Chayreshu, so then I assume that the Sid came because of the Charisha. The Iklav, Sheniklav min Avonim, Benoflu Sham Bineim, it was chipped off from the Avonim, and Benoflu Sham Bineim, Betoyah. Ve'iloi, but if there never was a Charisha, so Sid, the Beini Beinihu, so this is the Sid, that's Beini Beini, Takaputeh Lachatchile, And it was put there, L'shem Tzion, L'idia sheyesh gam b'neim tume. To tell that gam b'neim this tume. Let us see, Taisvis. Im yesh sid b'neim, at Tzion, whom he sit. So now this is explaining that the Tzion is from sid, k'lisan pekei de maise sheni. Maisla perik meruben yesh sid bein now im yesh sid beinayim lo yodana kamo. I do not know what taisus means. If taisus means, I mean, we see by sid merude that's called sid. I think it does not mean that the whole thing was full of sid. That there's just particles of sid there. So lo yodana kamo. I think that's what taisus means. Aval gav the leke cheres. Now taisus had a different gilse. Rabbi Yehuda had said that if there's no seed b'neim, af al gav sarashi won't have gav like a chayrish, even though there's no chayrish, it's also toyer. And Taisus is goes af al gav the like a chayrus. Kolsinen. Umbatsosi meforish, what's pshat? Cheres doimahu lacharosis, ve'ein lovon kemoisid. Cheres is a type of a covering, like sid. Sid is a bright white, and cheres is, let's say, it's a yellow or tan. Ve'ein lovon kemoisid. Ve'nirle pirusha, im yesh charsis beineyem, If there's chalsis beinayim, that means that the two avonim were painted with sid. And this chalsis beinayim, let's see, the barsha eino lovon beintayim, it's not white. Doime shemetzainen lohidia shehu toyer. So for kelp, an area that was painted chasis is a message telling us that it's toyer. Sha'at shom ein shom beis akvorah. She'ein a lovon bintayim. There's no lovon there. So that means, so cheres was a simin tare, that dafke the mokim love on his tummy, and the mokim that the cheres is toil. So that's the lotion of the of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, even though you don't have any cheres by name, so then you could think maybe it is tummy. No, you don't need a simin tare. If no sin, is already a simin that is no tumen there. And Rapope said, Fakel. Rapope said that you need, there should be cheres. That's what Rapope said. I mean, the Braise said that the Motze Stein, the Braise said, im yesh cheres b'neim, b'neim toyo, b'ma b'neim tomi. The Braise said you need a cheres b'neim. Omar Rapope, Kshasid Shafach. So Rapope answered that the Sid had overflowed. Perish. Ba'adai kilek is Sid v'charosis. If there's no Sid, no charosis, beinayim. You're right, that was Rabbi Yehuda said. You don't need a simen tare. As long as there's no simen tume, it's also toil. So Vadiki like a Sid v'charosis, there's no Sid there that's telling it's Tomei, even though there's no charosis, Tohir and it's Tohir. Avok shehu merude, that's the Rishash's Girse, but if it's merude, that means there is some Sid. There is some Sid b'neihem. V'shofuch al roishoi, that means the Sid is shofuch al roishoi of Davonim, and it's merude, it's spread out. Oz tzorich charosis. So then you need charosis already. Shim yesh charosis, if there's charosis, so now we have mixed messages. We have the charosis is telling us that it's toyer, and the seed is telling us it's tomei. Shim yesh charosis, yesh litlois, shenosan litzidei ha'evan charosis, that in the he had spread out the charosis till the sides of the heaven. The hasid nischaber boy, and the seed got attached to the charosis. Everything was wet, mistomer. The tzolfoi hasid shall roishe imo. Imo, so memele, so if there's charosis, so the charosis episode, tsugichepet, a chelik from the seed imo. So memele, so that, then you need charosis taket. That means if there are some, there's sid merude, so then you need charosis. And then I explain how this occurred. Abovim ein charosis. Im kein, then I assume sid hu shal tzion beintayim. Then I assume that the sid is also tzion. And then for b'nei will be tom. Period. That is Tosfos Girsa of Cheres. Avagam deleke Cheres, inid Cheres. Uleperish akuntris garsine. Rashi was geiris differently. Af al gav deleke Cheres. Rashi says that the pshat that even though it's not Cheres. Umeforish, how did Rashi learn? What's the mile of Cheres? Even though it's no Cheres, it's toyer. And the Baraisa says, you need Cheres. What's the gedula of Cheres? Umeforish, and Rashi learns Pshat. Af al gav, the like of Cheres by name toyer. Umeforish, the intikil lo tume. That the Cherishe takes away the tume. So that's the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, it's toyer even though there was no charisha. If it be charisha, no, fashteitzach it's tomei because the charisha is oiker the kever. No, afal gav the leker charish. It's also toyer because I don't assume there ever was tumah there. But tamely, so Tosfos says, I don't understand charisha can bring tare. Nehei de toyer mitumes oil, chrishe, sodesh, and nechesh by kever. I beg your pardon, it's not toyer, it's toyer from tumes oil. The toyer mitumes oil, abo toyer loy havi, it's not toyer, babeke my sodesh nechesh by kever. You need me puach, it's not toyer. Beshema toyer my oil kama, that's what it means, that he's telling us that beineyem, it's toyer mitumes oil, even though it's toyer mitumes oil, even though it wasn't nechash. Inami legamri ayidei disha v'nipuach. It means toyer. The chrisha could bring a tare with disha nipuach. Inami beinei miketubes fekes v'shori sofik ikatzin. Let's say if it was chorosh. So maybe who says bechlal there wasn't tzin. And Moses Bachal, there was a tzin that was tome. He could see in ala tume shebinei. And Eloi, maybe there never was a tzin. Was chorosh now. But he could see in are nechash. So it was nechash. So it's a svek sveke. Rishash says, I mean, so why is it toyer? It's right that the second suffix is not a suffix in tare. So he says, the Rishash explains, that means, als tumme der Reis, I have a svek svek. Maybe it wasn't, the Bchal wasn't a tzien here. I feel that there was a tzien, maybe it was nechesh, a tumme der Reis, I don't have, a tumme der Rabbonin, I say, it's a suffix der Rabbonin. Maybe there wasn't a tzien. So maybe the tumme der Rabbonin, I can be saying on one suffix. That's Rashi's pshat. I'm a tzossi meforish, and then I found a third pshat. Bahashtis al kedaitach dochi pirushi. Im yesh bineim choyrish toyer, that what's the mile of choyrish? The vadai loy hoyer shom tume. That the zicha wasn't tume, dim hoyer bineim loy hoyer chershe odo. There was tume, a person would never have the audacity to be choyrish it. So memele, so that's the raya that there's no tume there. Taimoli. Amai loy porich. Amai loy porich. Diktoni bekamaise. Im yeish sid beineyem. Amai loy porich. Diktoni bekamaise. Im yeish sid beineyem. Bein tayim tomeim. We learned in Rabbi Yehuda Miesi b'nei b'taim tomei apel gavdi kechayrish. It would seem from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said Miesi b'neiem it's tomei. Vices, afilu chayrish won't help. Himein sid b'neiem so it's toyer afilu without chayrish. That's how it seems. V'hochik toni, im yesh chayrish b'neim toyer, v'af al gav, de ikasit. And here it seems that chayrish helps, even though there is sit. But near release, why did the Gemara ask this kasha? There's another kasha. Is this from Rabbi Yehuda would seem that chayrish, Gemara asks, why says without sit you don't need chayrish? And he says you do need chayrish. But the Gemara should have asked another kasha. From Rabbi Yehuda would seem if there is seed, then Charisha will not help. And here it seems, if there is seed, Charisha will help. Charisha helps. It didn't say, Im yesh Charish b'neim, b'neim toyer, Im la b'neim tome. He says, I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda said that if there's seed, it's always tome. I couldn't talk. So that means nothing will help. Chayrish won't help either. And here it says that if this chayrish will help and didn't differentiate if this seed if this not seed. Nearly the salke baiter vach basreis airi be the lekker seed. It's only speaking about the lekker seed. The rike seed la haye toy loyalum. They met seinen im lav ala tume. Because if they were Mitzayim, if there was Sid there, so Koch, there was Tumah before. So Taisva says that the Gemara understood that here Tzicha is speaking about Bedelekasid, because if there would be Sid, so that means there was Tumehir, so Hakacharisha help. It's that Sid cannot, Sacharisha cannot make a toil, like Taisva says before. So Akocha, speaking about there's no Sid. So that was the most kasha. So you see, without Sid, you still need Charisha. And here, before we said without Sid, you don't need Charisha. Let us see the Gemara further. Omar Abasi, Meitzer Echot Mitzuyon. If one of the boundaries of a field, you sit on top of it, Hu Tomei, so the Meitzer, the boundary is Tomei. The whole sode is tohem. The Rashi Sariat says the Meitza was usually elevated from the rest of the field. That was the Meitza. So we have an elevated area in the field. And we had learned that by an elevated area, if there's, if it's Mitsuyin, so I say tachteh atomic, that's like an heaven. So, Meitzer Echot Mitzuyim, if there's one Meitzer, Hu Tomei, so I assume that underneath this Meitzer there's a Kever. V'chol HaSode Kula Tohiro. But the Sode, I assume, is Toil. Shnayim, if two Mitzorim are Mitzuyim, Heim Tmeim, so I assume underneath them it's Tomei. V'chol HaSode Kula Tohiro, the Sode is Toil. This is only simonim on the meitzer, which is an entity b'fnei atzma. Shloisha, if the three mitzorim are mitzuyin, the same to me, b'chol asada kula toir. Arbo, but if all four mitzorim are mitzuyin, then I say pulfakert, hein tohoirim. Then I say that they are not Tome, underneath them, the Mokem HaMeitzah is Toyer, the whole Asode Kulo Tomeyam, the whole Sode is Tome, the Mamar and Machikin Tzien Mimokem Tome, we are not Machik the Tzien Mimokem Tome, Shalahavsid as Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't be Mavsid Eretz Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi. Ein machiken ziehen mi mokim tume, lo hochi ziehen kol arbo mitzorot. He was mitzayin all the arbo mitzorot, that the hei kol hasode nitmo, that the whole sode should be tome, ube ziehen de meitzar echod loisagi, the ziehen on one side is loisagi, lekulo, the ein machiken ziehen Mimokim tume. We're not machik to tzien mimokim tume. Achsame the Matzevis Moshe doesn't understand this. Why is that called achokim mimokim tume? That means from this tzien and further on is a mokim tume. So that, why is it a machik and tzien mimokim tume? Bal koponim, that's what we say. We assume that if there's three mitzorim, I assume the tumah is only for the mitzorim. And if the whole area is mitzuyin, that means on all four boundaries of mitzuyin, then I say punfakert, then I assume that the tzuyin is for the area and not for the mokim hameitza. One of the Rishonim says, and if the Meitza would also be Tomei, so then the Tzion would have been surrounding the Meitza from the outside, not on the Meitza, to show that the Meitza is also Nichnas in the Sofik. Let us see Tosfos. Toma mar ein marchikin, Tzion mimokim tume. Kach pirshu b'teisves. ובקונטרס ובספורים מצוסי דום אמר, אין מעמידן ציין, ונת מעמדה ציין. ולפרש זה, אין אין נויסן טעם, לומה כל הסוד את תומי. He's not giving a reason why the field is not tome. Ela neisen tam lomo tachteyem tohoirem. He's giving a reason why tachas hameitza is a toil. Dein mamidim tziyen bemokim atume. Because you don't put up a tziyen bemokim atume. I don't put up a tzin over the tumah. Ein ma'midin tzin b'mokim atumah. I don't put a tzin over the tumah. U'nehei de beruach echad o'ishnayim o'ishloish. If there's one ruach, or two ruches, or three ruches. Yesh lonu loimed d'chol tachte ha'tumah. Then I do say that underneath the meitzer it is tumah. Ki ein atume bepoches minatzion. It's very unclear what this means over here, but there I assume that the tume is underneath. There I assume the tume is underneath. So I don't know, the Beirus Hamayim says, because if the tume would be next to it, then I assume that the tumah is underneath. But if there's four mitzorim, yesh litlois atumah b'chol asode, lefikach tachteyem tohoirim. That means al kaponim the Gemara is giving a reason why I assume that tachas hameitzer is toyer, because there's a klal, ein mamidin tziyin, b'mokim tumah.